From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia renewing efforts to end fighting in Syria. The U.S. and Russia renewed efforts on Friday to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Geneva, trying to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria, something both sides want. As they took a lunchtime break, Lavrov says the talks on Syria were going along in an excellent fashion. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, who joined the Friday's closely watched U.S.-Russia meeting in the early afternoon, said after the break, "We're still working." As he entered the morning session, Lavrov avoided commenting on a reporter's question of what was the primary impediment to a ceasefire, saying, "I don't want to spoil the atmosphere for the negotiations." It was not immediately clear if either man would address reporters after their talks, which include discussions about the crisis in Ukraine. Somali security forces said on Friday that they have ended a deadly siege on a beachfront restaurant in Mogadishu. Police Chief Colonel Bashar said the attack ended just before dawn Friday morning. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near a restaurant following a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed the responsibility for the attack. France's highest administrative court has suspended a town's controversial ban on the full-body burkini swimming suits. Now, the ruling is expected to set a legal precedent for at least 30 local municipalities who have issued similar decrees that prohibit women from wearing the outfits. The prohibitions have sparked international controversy and criticism from rights groups that say local authorities have overreached in telling women what to wear to the beach. This is VOA News. Already suffering from the earthquake that shook the area on Wednesday, two strong aftershocks hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Friday. The aftershocks, one registering magnitude 4.3 and the other 4.7, caused more damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town. Meanwhile, officials have revised the death toll from Wednesday's quake to 267. Search and rescue dogs have been brought in to aid in the search operations. Rosanna D'Arienzo is a mountain rescue worker.
They can found, let's say, the smell of people, both the alive one or the recently dead. So we just put the dog on the collapsed building. When they found something, they tell us that there is something.
Authorities say they expected to confirm more deaths as the search operation continues. So far this year, nearly 270,000 migrants and refugees have crossed the Mediterranean Sea to Europe, but many others never made it because of their unsafe vessels capsized en route. Ships are patrolling the waters off North Africa trying to prevent more boat tragedies, and now the humanitarian organization Save the Children is launching its own search and rescue ship. VOA's Jota Kapowa reports.
Most of the migrants and refugees being smuggled across the Mediterranean leave from Libya, and they risk their lives doing so. More than 3,000 have drowned so far this year. The death toll is 40% higher than the same period a year ago. Carolyn Miles is Save the Children CEO.
During this year, there's already been more than 15,000 children who have crossed over the Mediterranean into Italy. It's about 16% of the people traveling on that route. And most of those kids, about 90% of them, are doing this journey on their own without their parents.
Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
In all, more than 283,000 migrants and refugees have entered Europe by both sea and land routes since the start of the year. Applause in Norway as the Philippine government and the communist guerrillas have signed an indefinite ceasefire agreement. The truce signed in Norway on Friday seeks to end one of Asia's longest-running insurgencies. It has claimed the lives of thousands of people. In a victory for women's rights activists in India, the Mumbai High Court on Friday lifted a ban on women entering the inner sanctum of the Haji Ali Dargah, one of the country's most prominent mosques. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.